So in the short time that we have today, we'll just, I don't even have the video. You know, doing it.
Record it, FaceTime.
The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Shabbos Chav Gimel, speaks about Ner Chanukah. The Gemara says, what do we do? What's the bracha you do in Ner Chanukah? The Gemara says, the first day you do three brachas. What's the first bracha? Shakishah Mitzvah Tzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara of Eichon Tzivanu, Where was the tzivui to do it? I mean, what are you saying? You're saying bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He ordered us, commanded us to light the candles of Hanukkah. He didn't command us. What does it say in the Torah to light the candles of Hanukkah? So the Gemara comes and brings two psukim. Either the pasuk of Loisosur, Loisosur called Shayuchi, you have to listen to what Chazal tell you, or because the pasuk it says Shal Avichu Ve'Egetchos Kenecha V'Yerimulach, you have to listen to what your father and what the older people tell you. So from there you learn the pasuk. You have to listen to the Rabbanon. For that, so what do Rabbanon say? So you would say, "Where Kadosh Baruch Hu tzivanu? What did He order us? He ordered us to listen to the Divrei Chazal." So kayadua, this is really, really in the Shev Sharisha and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Already the Rambam and the Ramban discuss how do you treat the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. The Rambam says mitzvah of the Rabbanon is only the Rabbanon. Why is the mitzvah there abundant? Hi, it says we bring here psukim loisosur, a pasuk aval ve shal avich ve'getcha. Says the Rambam, it's only a smachta ba'alma. I mean, we just found a way to attach the pasuk, but it's not really an order from Hashem. It's not really written in the Torah. But the Ramban learns that the Lamaise said it's a tzivu, it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to listen to the divrei Rabbanan. That's what Ramban learns. So mainly comes the big problem. Why every mitzvah there abundant is not a mitzvah there aisa? Every mitzvah de Rabbanon is written in the Torah. See, if you say it's lav davka, it's not really written, sure. But if you learn that that's mamish, it's even in the Torah to listen to what Rabbanon tell you, so every mitzvah de Rabbanon is a mitzvah de Raisa. Mechitez is not. So we have rules for mitzvah de Rabbanon. Wherever you have a suffix at de Raisa, you go to Churma. So the Rabbanon, so someone is saying, Nichrami, Rabbanon paskind, that whenever is a suffix, that's part of the psak. You only do bivad, they don't do the suffix. The problem is that not only besofik, also when you have a machloikis, that's the raya that the chorin bring. When you have a machloikis in the rice, you have to go to chum. You have a machloikis in the rabbanon, you go to kul. That's not a psak. Psak is, if you don't have a psak, a sofik, you're not sure what to do, say there. But now you have a psak. The question is, maybe you have your mitzvah here to do, mitzvah not to do. Always you treat the rabbanons differently than the rice. That's the rule everywhere. Why is the rabbanon different? It's a regular rice. So it's yadu in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker. What do you cite? Say it's like this, that there's a difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. The Raisa, the Pasuk is written in the Torah. The Rabbanon just tells you, listen to the Rabbanon tell you. Ain't of Kimina. The mitzvah is the Raisa, that is the Mitzias. When the Torah tells you that something is Tomei, to me Mitzias, in reality is Tomei. When it's Asur, the Torah is telling you, this is Asur. There's something here which is prohibited in you. It means there's something wrong. Right? Istakel bar Raisa bar Alam. Everything in this world is created based on the Torah. So the Torah tells you that right now there's something here which is Asur. So Mitzizdik, the Hefta is Asur. If this is a mitzvah to do, so Mitzizdik, I have your mitzvah. Mashenk and the Rabbanon, the mitzvah doesn't change. Rabbanon tell you to go and do something, or something is Asur, something is Mutar. There's no Mitzvah over here. Torah tells you, Chazal tell you, you have to do a halukas near Chanukah. It's not the Mitzvah of Chanukah, you have your real Mitzvah and mitzvah. Chazal, it's not a din on the Hefta. It's a din on the Gavu. You need to listen to Rabbanon. But it doesn't change the actual reality. So mele, that's why the rice is more common because Lamaisa, you have your suffix. Maybe the Mitzias here is wrong or good or whatever. The Mitzias changed. Changing the Rabbanon, the Mitzias did not change. The only question is, do you have to listen to what Chazal told you to do or not? So whenever you have a suffix, you're not sure, we're out of it.
Every Rabbanon should be equal. So you know, Hecher, hey, letting Neir, it's all the Gavra, it's a big deal.
Great! Right. So the question is the Gavra itself, where you, so where the Gavra holds.
It's all the same.
I mean, in other words, even though you have a mitzvah derabbanan, Shaila is on what level derabbanan, like everything derayis as well.
No, it's only God. It's all listening. You're listening the same way.
You're listening, but the question is, Rabbanan, why am I saying, Rabbanan, I'm telling you that when you listen this way, you elevate yourself to a higher place. Even it's, what? No, maybe mitzvah is necharaka, mitzvah chaviva ad noid. Chaviva ad noid, what's chaviv? You listen to it. Okay, I hear, maybe. Yeah. But the Maase, just, and really the Kravitz Shurim says it in the Kuzdiv Sofrim, And it connects beautifully to this parsha. Because this parsha says so he doesn't say that way, but that's what comes out from this cheshbon. So Bishlama, if you say that the Torah is a metzias, so then what makes a lot of sense, the one. It says that the Avos kept the Torah before the Torah was given. How can they keep the Torah before the Torah was given? I mean, the Torah wasn't given yet, so how do you know what to do? So the answer is, the Torah is a metzias. Every one of the 613 mitzvahs, that's the reality in the world. The Avos were able to understand, based on their chap, what is the reality of the world. But if a mitzvah d'rabbanon is not reality, a mitzvah d'rabbanon is only the sitter rabbanon, so how is that the reality? How do you have the Avos or Mikayim before the Torah came to the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon wasn't given yet. And that's first of all. That's all. Why is the Avos Mikayim after Shilin? Wasn't given yet. Furthermore, it says, and this is this expansion, it says that by Yehuda and Tamar, what was the reason they went to burn Tamar? Because Yehuda was considered to be a Ben Yisrael, and Tamar was a Bas Nochris. And therefore, she was considered to be a Bas Yisrael. They thought Tamar, and she got with a Goy. And therefore, was a problem. Who said you can't marry a Goy? So the Gemara of the Zohar tells us, Beis Din Shel Shem, the Beis Din of Shem, where Goy's there, they are not allowed to be with a Goy. Mechit is, you have to listen to Beis Din Shel Shem. If I don't have yet the Torah, and it's not a Metzias in the world, the only thing we have is like Sasur that will get the Torah, gives you to listen to Rabbanon. I don't have that yet, so Mechatez, you have to listen to it. If it's not a Metzias, it's not that reality in the world, so why do you have it before the Torah? What's wrong on this week's parasha? You do we kill Tamar because Beis Din Shishim goes, she could say, I don't care about Rabbanon, what do you tell me? I have to apply, why do I have to do that? It depends. Yeah, either Baskayim, but still. The Lush of the Gemara that says Beis Din Shishim was based on Beis Din, I think, if I remember correctly. Okay. I just tried to remember the Beis Din Shel Shem. I don't remember if the Gemara tells you because of Bas Koyim. It's the only thing. When you're aware of the Zohar there, I think. We'll see it afterwards inside. But the Maaseh comes out, so Rochon Vassman says the word is Pashon. It's simple, really, and it's very fitting when you come to the Chag of Chanukah, Torah Shepapeh, what your opponent gave us. The Pashon is like this. He says, with our Gdoma. Everything that it says the Kishbol gave to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, called Dovah Shatamid Vosik Osik Chadash. Anything that a person will mechadash is all included. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? It means that we, with our Torah, Chazal, obviously Chazal, every Gzer of Chazal, every Torah that we say, it all is Ratzon Hashem. Meaning, Torah is the expression of Ratzon Hashem. So right, Torah Shebichtav means that the Ratzon Hashem penetrates into the reality of the world. And so the Rabbanon doesn't penetrate into the reality of the world. But it's still Ratzon Hashem. What Chazal were able to tell us is what Hashem wants from us. The Loisasur and Shadur again that tells you through the Chazal, and through the Avos and the Skenim, you're able to figure out what Hashem wants from you. So we mainly, even before the Torah was given, they figured out what Hashem wants from us. Even though Rabbanon did not give us, we don't get the mitzvah to listen. If that's not a mitzvah, it's but it's Ratzon Hashem. So the Avos will be kind of the mitzvahs. Yehuda tells Tamar, I know the Ratzon Hashem is, you can marry the guy. So mainly that's why we have, it's a mitzvah to Rabbanon, it's not a mitzvah thing, but it is part of the Torah, in a sense that that's revealing for us as Ratzon Hashem. So we get the Chanukah, the Chag of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Chav, everything that we do, every shtickle of Torah that we have, it's all connected to Ratzon Hashem. Hey there.